Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Ann Walker, and I had a call last or an email last week, which I foolishly pursued to get a free Dyson vacuum. And I called immediately and was told that what I really did was sign up for some diet thing that made no sense to me. And I had no interest in. And so a very nice woman said she would cancel me out and she would, good Lord, she would send an email. And I have never received that email saying that I am canceled out of this ridiculous program. And it was for Essential Trends and Health for $59.89. on April 22. And I am calling to be sure that the process, while they can charge you immediately, it seems it takes a while to get your refund on your card.
Yes, ma'am. You was calling because you haven't received your email confirmation. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that I got out of this situation.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that sincerely. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
10708.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 10708. Is that correct,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes.
Can I please have your first and last name?
Ann Walker.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Excuse me, 12 Meadow Avenue, apartment 1D is in David, Bronxville, New York, 10708.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Did you enter the contest entry for the BISA for the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yes, and I would say it was entirely false advertising. It said I had won a free Dyson, and all I had to do was pay for shipping. And so when I clicked on all that, up came the shipping charge, which looked reasonable. Actually, the shipping charge didn't come up until afterwards when I checked my credit card. It just said your order has been processed. So I have no idea what kind of a flim-flam operation this is, but it was on a Home Depot email head.
Yes,
that was,
ma'am,
totally false. So,
yes, ma'am,
I would love confirmation that my credit card is being credited for $59.89, which it should show up in my account, and that I will not be charged this monthly ever, ever, ever.
Yes, ma'am. Your account has already been canceled out, and the charge for $59.89 has already been voided.
Okay.
What I can do for you, ma'am, I can go ahead and notate your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you were over.
No, I haven't gotten an email confirmation.
Fierce, but I knew that.
What did you charge your shoes on?
That should have been canceled.
That doesn't seem to be on this credit card. You must have done it on your Amex.
I don't think so.
Well,
I think it was either Zappos or...
No, it's on your credit card.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you, and it's just going to be one moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's here.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
You should put that tea. Well, maybe not. It's an awful lot of iced tea to drink, Jane.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your confirmation number?
Just one moment, please. Okay, I'm ready to write.
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
203-1400.
And this is a confirmation of what?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your confirmation number. I went on to notate your account for your email confirmation, which I do apologize about that sincerely.
So this is to confirm that I will be getting a refund of the $59 and
yes,
whatever.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And they will never, ever charge me for ongoing monthly diets.
Yes, ma'am. No more future charges.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Goodbye for now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye.